We're called Cambridge Council for Voluntary Services, which is a bit of a mouthful, and we're not part of the council, so it's a bit confusing. We are a charity that support other charities with their volunteer management, their governance, their fundraising, that kind of thing.
And this week is Volunteering Week right across the country.
Yes, it's National Volunteers Week. So there are events happening across the country, as you say, and we wanted to get involved with that. So we've partnered with John Lewis and we're running an event on Wednesday evening in their brasserie, which is, as we've invited lots of our members across the county to send along volunteers, and we're going to talk to them about volunteering, what they really enjoy, how to get other people into volunteering, all sorts of aspects, and hopefully we'll have a nice time. As well.
Presumably to emphasise the fact that it is a rewarding experience.
Yeah, no, absolutely. I mean, most people who volunteer, I volunteer as well, and most people who volunteer will say to you that they get more out of it than they feel they give. I mean, most people really enjoy making a difference. That's the key reason they volunteer. They also meet some amazing people and learn new skills. All sorts of really good things come out of volunteering.
Yes, well, I'm involved with Cambridge Talking News, and we're connected with CamSite and so on, which is one particular area. But you've given me a list here of the different areas in which one can volunteer, including music, museums, digital education. And over here we've got, the elderly, so I come in there perhaps, sports volunteering, an enormous range of things that perhaps might not immediately be obvious to someone that volunteers are required.
Yeah, I mean, if you have a hobby or an interest or a skill, there'll be somebody who would love to make use of it. So I think it's a case of just looking out there or contacting us, and we can help people find things if they're not immediately obvious. There's an awful lot out there. There's a digital platform that people can look at called Do It. That's do-it.org, where the ones that I talked to you about earlier are on at the moment. It varies hugely because charities put on new entries all the time. But lots of charities will just not use that site, but just put their volunteering on their own website. So if there's a charity you like the look of, or you're interested in the cause or the people that they help, just Google it and look at their volunteering opportunities.
And you've got various events. I've got another leaflet here. A programme of training and events for organisations, anywhere from Arbury to St Ives.
Yeah, we go to Wisbeach as well. We get as far as Wisbeach. We work across the county, really. That's for the organisations that we work with. We offer training and support in all sorts of different areas of their work.
Because there are issues involved, aren't there? You've got here duty of trustees, understanding the basics, safeguarding children and young people, because there are issues attached to volunteering, aren't there?
There are. I mean, it would be lovely if it was just simply a case of saying, I'm off to volunteer today, and just being able to go and do it. But, I mean, we all have to have structures and policies in place, because occasionally things go wrong and you have to be covered. Charities are small businesses, really, but not-for-profit ones.
And do you get new charities being set up very often?
All the time. Mostly it's small community groups that spot an area that they want to work in, a sort of niche area maybe, where they don't feel people are being adequately supported. And they'll come to us and we'll help them work out the best way of doing it. So, yeah, we meet lots of really amazing people who have lots of energy and enthusiasm and want to get things done.
And I saw there that it's not just single people volunteering, you even take families.
We do get people asking if they can volunteer as a family. It is a little bit tricky. We're not as developed in this country as other, like America, for example. It's much more common. But the conservation charities are quite good at that. Obviously, you maintain responsibility for your child while you're volunteering, but you can go off and places like Cambridge Past and Present and Future and the National Trust, they have opportunities for families to volunteer together. Lots of sports opportunities, marshalling, cheerleading for things like cancer research runs, that kind of thing. You can do that as a family, as long as you keep an eye on your children.
But I imagine it is mainly individuals outside work.
It can be, but people also volunteer within work as well. People work in teams from their workplace will go and volunteer with a charity, or individuals, more and more businesses now are giving people time off during work, you know, a few days a year. Some of them as many as 6 days a year. I know one business that does that. So people can actually arrange, they can become trustees for charities, or they can arrange to go and work on projects with charities individually. So there are lots of different things you can do.
And I know you mentioned that you're having an event at John Lewis and Partners. And I, in fact, when I got first involved with Cambridge Talking News, they gave me, you can have up to 6 months off your normal job in order to work with the charity. It's a national scheme, you know, as you apply. And I had, I think, one day a week to do it and build up the team and so on.
John Lewis is exceptional with that. I think there aren't that many businesses doing that, unfortunately. But you know, maybe they'll catch on.
Maybe they'll listen to this and get hold of you. So how do they get hold of you, Christine?
I think on the website. So that would be www.cambridgecvs.org.uk.
Well, I hope it goes very well at John Lewis and Partners, and indeed for the future. Do you get surprises from time to time?
Well, there are amazing things, because you can actually volunteer from home as well. You don't have to go out and volunteer. So there's some amazing projects, like knitting, for example, where you can knit a little, there's a sort of little protective outfits for baby birds and things like that. There's all sorts of, you think, well, I never even thought of that as an option. So there's all sorts of things that people can do. There's something for everyone, really.
Excellent. Well, Christine Trevorrow, thank you very much indeed.
Thank you.